السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد بن عبد الله، عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم، أما بعد. All praise and thanks be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, sustainer, nourisher, protector and curer. We ask Allah azza wa jal to shower his choicest of blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, alhamdulillah, we have come towards the end of the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. The previous session we mentioned that the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they travel all the way to Egypt from Palestine, because Egypt and the neighboring countries had been struck by famine, by drought. This was the interpretation given by Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in regard to the dream of the king, and according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the 7 years of abundance took place, and after the 7 years of abundance, 7 years of famine hit the city of Egypt as well as the neighboring countries. But then, because of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's strategic plan, Egypt had enough provisions to look after themselves during the years of famine. And they had so much, alhamdulillah, by the help of Allah, that they were even able to help the other villages, the other cities, other countries around Egypt as well. So there was a barter system that was in place. They used to come and give their certain valuables and take food from Egypt and go. So the brothers of Yusuf, alayhi salatu wasalam, they come to Egypt, and they were not able to recognize Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But he, on the other hand, he was able to recognize them. He, acts in a very normal manner. He fulfills their requests, and when they were about to leave, he asks them about their family, and then they tell him about their father, their old father Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, obviously, and also about their brother Binyamin. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he tells them, next time you're coming, if you want food, if you want provisions, you have to bring your brother. So we mentioned yesterday that how they convinced their father, and they promised by Allah that they would look after their brother. And now we come to the point where Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and Binyamin, they both meet. They both meet. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he could not contain his happiness, because this was after so many years, many, many years. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is meeting his brother Binyamin. So he takes him aside and he tells him who he is. He tells him that, look, I'm Yusuf. And then Binyamin was surprised, like we mentioned yesterday. And then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he instructs him, just play along, I've got a plan. I've got a plan, and I will put it into motion. Just play along as things unravel. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, what he did was, when the caravan was about to leave, this time too, he instructed one of his workers not to return the wealth back, not to return their valuables back, but instead there was a precious bowl that belonged to the king, a precious cup or a bowl that belonged to the king. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam instructed the worker to go and place this goblet, this cup, in the sacks of this caravan, and specifically whose sack? The sack of Binyamin. To place it, the sack of Binyamin. This is all a plan that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, put into motion. So this worker, he did accordingly. He took this valuable cup that belonged to the palace, and he went and placed it in the sack of Binyamin. Now the caravan begins to leave. They were about to leave Egypt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ جَعَلَ السِّقَايَةَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ. So when he had given them their provisions, فَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ جَعَلَ السِّقَايَةَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ. He placed that valuable goblet, that valuable bowl, فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ, into his brother's bag. Whose bag? Binyamin's bag. And then, ثُمَّ أَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ أَيَّتُهَا الْعِيرُ إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ. And then when they were about to leave, there was a crier who announced, O you people of the caravan, you are thieves. You are robbers, you are thieves. There was a like a town crier, a proclaimer who called out, "Oh caravan, stop! There is a thief amongst you. There is a thief amongst you all." They were shocked. They turned immediately. Now, who were these individuals? The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. They turned immediately and they asked the crier, قَالُوا وَأَقْبَلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ مَاذَا تَفْقِدُونَ. They turned and they said, "What is it, ماذا تفقدون? What has gone missing? What is it that you are missing? What has gone missing?" قَالُوا نَفْقِدُ سُوَاعَ الْمَلِكِ وَلِمَنْ جَاءَ بِهِ حِمْلُ بَعِيرٍ وَأَنَا بِهِ زَعِيمٌ. They said, "We have missed the valuable, this golden valuable bowl of the king, that belongs to the king. And the one who brings it forth, the one who brings it forth, in other words, the one who catches the thief, will have the reward of a camel load. He will have the reward of one whole camel full of provisions. Wa ana bihi za'im, and I give my word in regard to that." This was either the saying of the crier or Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, the brothers, the caravan, the people of the caravan, they immediately, very confidently, they reply, قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا جِئْنَّا لِنُفْسِدَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا كُنَّا سَارِقِينَ. They reply, "By Allah, تَاللَّهِ, by Allah, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا جِئْنَا لِنُفْسِدَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا كُنَّا سَارِقِينَ. By Allah, you know that we did not come to cause mischief, and you also know that verily we are not thieves. We are not thieves." Then they tell them, "Okay, you may be innocent. And if you claim to be innocent, let us check your bags. No issues, let us check your bags, because after all, you're innocent." So they were also very confident. And they said, "By all means, go ahead and check our bags." But then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam asked them, "But what if the golden bowl, this valuable bowl, is found in one of your bags? Then what do you think? What's your suggestion? What do you think should be the repercussion? What should be the punishment if the bowl is found in one of your bags?" They confidently replied and they said that the owner of the bag in which the bowl is found, he should be kept back as a prisoner. He should be kept back as a prisoner, O minister. They very confidently replied to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالُوا جَزَاؤُهُ مَنْ وُجِدَ فِي رَحْلِهِ فَهُوَ جَزَاؤُهُ. They said the penalty should be that in whose bag it is found. فَهُوَ جَزَاؤُهُ. He is the penalty. If it is found in so-and-so's bag, then that individual becomes a captive and you can take him as a prisoner. No problem. كَذَٰلِكَ نَجِزِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And this is how we punish the wrongdoers. Okay? So now the bags were checked, and to the shock of the brothers, the valuable bowl was found in the bag of who? Binyamin. It was found in the bag of Binyamin. Now the minute this, was exposed, they immediately retorted to exposing their true colors once again. They were, playing one big drama. Immediately they said, قَالُوا إِن يَسْرِقْ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخٌ لَهُ مِن قَبْلِ. They said, if he is the one who robbed it, if he is the one who stole the goblet, then surely there was a brother of his. There was a brother of his. Who are they talking about? Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. There was a brother of his. He was also a person who used to steal things. So no wonder. His brother was also a thief, so he is a thief as well. Now, who are they telling this to? They're telling this to the minister of Egypt, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسٍ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he kept it within himself. He kept it within himself and he did not reveal the secret to them. But he was hurt, obviously. After all these years, he feels compassionate, he feels, kind towards them. But still, after all these years, there's not even a shred of guilt in their hearts. Instead, they're lying against me. They're not feeling guilty that, we abandoned our brother in an abandoned, in a lonely well, and we don't know what has happened to him. Perhaps, maybe he starved to death. We don't know anything. And instead of feeling guilty, they accuse him of something that he never did. Allahu Akbar. So he felt very upset and very sad the minute they exposed their true colors.
قال أنتم شر مكانا والله أعلم بما تصفون.
And he said within himself, Yusuf عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said to himself quietly, أنتم شر مكانا. You are in a worse situation. You know, you're talking bad about your brother Binyamin and your brother Yusuf عليه الصلاة والسلام. He said this to himself. He didn't tell them directly. He was talking to himself and he said, you are much worse people. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَصِفُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the truth of that which you are narrating now, or that which you are describing.
Now, the minute this truth came out, they remembered the promise that they had given their father. What was the promise? By Allah, we will bring him back. We will bring whom back? Binyamin back. They remember their promise that they had given their father, and now they started to implore and plead by Yusuf alayhi salam, by the minister, to take someone else in place of Binyamin. They said, there are 10 of us here, 10 of us here. You take anyone you want, but not him, not him. Don't take Binyamin. We confess. Okay, one of us stole the valuable bowl, but don't take him, because we promised our father that we will bring him back in return. But take any one of us. There are 10 of us, take any one of us in place of him. قالوا يا أيها العزيز إن له أبا شيخا كبيرا فخذ أحدنا مكانا.
O ruler, O minister, verily Binyamin, he has an old father who will grieve for him. So take one of us in his place. There are 10 of us, take one of us in his place. Inna naraka minal muhsinin. Indeed, we think that you are from the muhsinun. We know that you are kind and that you are benevolent. So excuse him, pardon him, and take one of us in his stead. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam replies, we agreed on something. We agreed on something. You are the ones who very confidently said that the one in whose bag it is found, فَهُوَ جَزَاءُ, he is the penalty, we have to take him as captive. And then he asks them, how on earth can I take someone else when he is the criminal, when he is the culprit? How can I take someone else who has not done something wrong?
قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ أَن نَأْخُذَ إِلَّا مَنْ وَجَدْنَا مَتَاعَنَا عِنْدًا إِنَّهَا إِذَا لَظَالِمُونَ.
He says, Allah forbid, Allah protect. How can I take someone else in place of him? Inna idha la zalimun. If we do that, we will become oppressors, wrongdoers. I mean, he is the criminal, he is the culprit, he has been caught red-handed, and I must take him as captive. How can I take someone who is innocent? If I do that, then I will be from the zalimun, I will be from the wrongdoers. So now they realize that there's no way to persuade Yusuf alayhi salatu, in other words the minister, to let go of Binyamin. So they started to discuss in private, what shall we do? The eldest of them all, he said, look, I don't know about you all, but I just cannot face our father. I cannot face our father because I know for sure he's not going to believe us. He's not going to believe us given what we did to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now the eldest, he was the one who had somewhat of an intellect, and he was the one when they all conspired to kill Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the same individual who said, don't kill him, don't kill him. Instead, go and dump him in some abandoned, you know, well or a foreign land. Don't kill him. This was the same brother who now says, look, I can't face our father. I can't face our father. He's going to be heartbroken. It's impossible. I can't face him. I'm going to stay back with Binyamin. You all, 9 of you, go to father and inform him about Binyamin and tell him that I have stayed back and that we'll sort out something and try to get Binyamin back. So he stays back, okay, and he tells them,
ارجعوا إلى أبيكم فقولوا يا أبانا إن ابنك سرق وما شهدنا إلا بما علمنا وما كنا للغيب حافظين.
He said, go back to our father and tell him, O our father, إن ابنك سرق. Your son, he stole. إن ابنك سرق. Your son, he stole. وَمَا شَهِدْنَا إِلَّا بِمَا عَلِمْنَا. And we do not testify except according to what we know. I mean, we don't know whether he really stole it or not, but from what is apparent, from what is
clear to us, we say that, you know, he has been proven guilty. So he has to be taken captive. وَمَا كُنَّا لِلْغَيْبِ حَافِظِينَ. And we cannot say things of the unseen. I mean, we don't know what's happening behind the scenes, but what, from what is apparent, he seems to have stolen the goblet, the bowl. But we'll try to do something, and he sends the remaining 9 brothers to go back to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Now they all go to Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and the minute they approach him, he starts to panic. And he looks around, where is Binyamin? Where is Binyamin? Now I want you to put yourselves in the shoes of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Just think of it. He lost his beloved son, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay? And he knew that it was the treachery, it was the plot of the brothers. And now when they came and asked him for Binyamin, what did he say? I can't. You're telling me the same thing that you said when you took Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But then they somehow convinced him, and then he said, I want you all to take a promise. Unless you are all killed, that's a different story. But if not, you have to look after Binyamin. And they all promised. And now 9 of them are coming empty-handed. He says, where's Binyamin? Where's Binyamin? He's panicking. And then they inform him about what happened. And then he cries out. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. He cries out. قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا. He said, this is another tale. You have invented a story. It's a tale. فصبر جميل. فصبر جميل. Patience is beautiful. عسى الله أن يأتيني بهم جميعا. And perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them all back to me. Will bring them all back to me. Who? Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Binyamin, and the other brother as well. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal is all-knowing, all-wise. Now after crying out like this, he started to weep and cry. Because like I said, his heart was broken. 2 of his beloved sons, and that to the other boy as well, the eldest son. Now 3 of them are gone, and the, you know, Binyamin was after all the youngest of them all. He loved him so much, and now he had gone as well. وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَى عَلَى يُوسُفَ وَبِيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. He turned away from them because he was so angry, he was so upset, he was heartbroken. He turned away from them and he said, يَا أَسَفَى عَلَى يُوسُفَ. He said, alas, you know, I grieve for Yusuf, my grief for Yusuf. He cries out, he remembers Yusuf, alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya asafa ala Yusuf, wabiyaddat aynahu minal huzni fahuwa kazeem. And then because of his excessive crying, because of his excessive sadness, wabiyaddat aynahu. If you literally translate it, his eyes went white. In the sense, he lost his eyesight. Allahu Akbar. He was crying so much. He was so heartbroken. He was going through so much of anguish and grief. He cried so much that he lost his eyesight. وَبِيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ. Because of his worry, because of his grief. فَهُوَ كَذِيمٌ. And because he was suppressing this sorrow. You see, I mean, earlier when they came and said that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that a wolf had devoured Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he say? فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Patience is beautiful. Patience is beautiful. And now when they come and tell him about Binyamin, that إِنَّ بِنَكَ سَرَكْ. Your son, he stole, and that's why he has been taken captive. What did he say? فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Just imagine, I mean, for me to just tell this story and tell you all فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ, it's easy. But then look at, put yourselves in the shoes of a father who has lost his son. Lost 2 of his beloved sons. The elder brother wasn't taken captive. He can return anytime he wants. But now what they told him was, Binyamin has been taken captive by the ruler of Egypt for stealing. He has lost both of his sons. And then suppressing all of that sorrow, all of that sadness, all of that grief, what does he say? فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Patience is beautiful. So he was suppressing so much of grief, and that resulted in him losing his eyesight. وَبِيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ. His eyes went white, in the sense he lost his eyesight. He was crying so much.
And then he cries out for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and the brothers who are around, the 9 boys, his sons, they ask their father, "Do you still grieve for Yusuf? After so many years, are you still talking about Yusuf?" They think, what did they think at that time? If we get rid of Yusuf, our father will forget about him, and then, you know, he will focus on us. But then now they're surprised. "Do you still grieve for Yusuf? Are you still thinking of Yusuf? If you keep thinking of him, you will destroy yourself thinking about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam." They say, قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ تَفْتَأُ تَذْكُرُ يُوسُفَ حَتَّى تَكُونَ حَرَضًا أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْهَالِكِينَ. They say, "By Allah, you will never stop remembering Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam until you become weak with old age or until you die." They became so angry and so upset that, you know, he's still thinking about Yusuf. They tell him that you will never ever stop thinking about Yusuf until you become frail, you know, so old, or until you die. You always keep thinking about Yusuf. And they kind of very harshly speak to their father. And he, in a quiet voice, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ قال إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله. He says, "I am complaining to my Allah. I'm not telling you all anything. I'm suppressing my anger. I'm suppressing my sorrow. This is my grief. This is my complaint. Then I'm addressing it to Allah. إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله. I am addressing my grief and my sorrow to Allah. To Allah. إني أشكو إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله وأعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون. And I know from Allah that which you do not know." In the sense, we were saying that he's a prophet at the end of the day. He receives revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, "I know from Allah that which you do not know. I receive things from Allah that which you do not receive. So I have this feeling that they will all return, insha'Allah. That they will all return, insha'Allah." Then he instructs his sons, all of them. يا بني اذهبوا فتحسسوا من يوسف وأخيه ولا تيأسوا من روح الله. He said, all my sons, go back, go to Egypt. Inquire about Yusuf and his brother. Go and inquire about Yusuf and his brother, and do not give up hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not give up in regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. ولا تيأسوا من روح الله. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Certainly no one despairs of Allah's mercy except the kuffar, except the one who disbelieve. So he was telling them, "Look, I have this feeling that they will all return. I have confidence and I have hope in Allah that they will all return. So go back. Don't stay here. Just go back. Inquire about Yusuf and his brother, and don't come back until you have some information in their regard." So the 9 brothers, they all undertake a journey once again, leaving their father heartbroken, their father blind now, crying, full of anguish. They leave him and they go back to Egypt. They meet the minister. Who is the minister? Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And they inform him about what happened. They tell him about their father. They tell him all that happened. They pour out their hearts and they tell him, "Our father, he cried so much, and this is what happened, this is what happened, this is what happened, and that is why we need Binyamin back." So after they, you know, had narrated their account of what happened in Palestine, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he looks at them and he asks them, قَالَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفَ وَأَخِيهِ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ. Now they told him only about Binyamin. They hadn't mentioned anything about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now the minister of Egypt, he looks at them and he asks them, قَالَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفَ وَأَخِيهِ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ. He asks them, "Do you know what you did with Yusuf and his brother when you were ignorant?" And they were shocked. Yusuf? How does the minister of Egypt know about Yusuf and about what we did to our brother Yusuf? The minister of finance of Egypt? They were taken aback by shock and fear. They couldn't believe their ears. I mean, how does the minister know about Yusuf? They look at him, and now they look at him through a different perspective, with different eyes now. Now they see the resemblance, and they see that, you know, similarity to their brother Yusuf. And then they ask out of shock, قَالُوا أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُف. They ask him, are you Yusuf? Are you Yusuf? They ask him with so much of shock. And he replies very calmly, قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُفُ وَهَذَا أَخِي. He says, yes, I am Yusuf and this is my brother, Binyamin. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. He says, yes, it is I, Yusuf, and this is my brother. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been gracious to us. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The one who fears Allah, who is conscious of Allah, and who is patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never let that individual's reward go in waste. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let the reward of the muhsinun go in waste. Now the minute they realized that this is Yusuf in this palace, the minister of Egypt, they started to weep and cry. They started to regret, weep, and they cry. And then they cry out, قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. They say, by Allah, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preferred you above us. He has chosen you above us. And وَإِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. And we have been sinners. We have been sinners. We are sinners. They cry out. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he looks at them calmly. Now that they have confessed, he looks at them calmly and he tells them, don't worry. Because now they were scared. They were scared. Now he's the minister of Egypt. He rules the land. He has so much of power. If he wants vengeance, if he wants to take revenge, he can. He can lock them all up if he wishes to. So they start looking at him with so much of worry. But now, like I mentioned earlier, look at the magnanimous character of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He was so kind-hearted, so forbearing, so forgiving. He looks at his brothers and he says, قَالَ لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. He says, don't worry. There will be no reproach on you this day. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He says, may Allah forgive you. He says, may Allah forgive you for your mistakes, for your crimes, for your sins. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He is the most merciful of the ones who are merciful. He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. He is the most merciful. هو الرحمن هو الرحيم. And then he instructs his brothers to go back to Egypt and to bring everyone, the whole family. He instructs them to bring his father, his mother, and everyone back to Egypt. And then he tells them, because they mentioned that their father had gone blind, he tells them, اِذْهَبُوا بِقَمِيسِ هَذَا فَأَلْقُوهُ عَلَى وَجْهِ أَبِي يَأْتِ بَصِيرًا وَأْتُونِي بِأَهْلِكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He removes his shirt. The how many th mention of the shirt? The sixth mention of the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He removes his shirt and he gives it to them. اِذْهَبُوا بِقَمِيسِ هَذَا. Take this shirt of mine and go and put it, place it on the face of our father. The minute you do that, يَأْتِ بَصِيرًا. He will regain his eyesight by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will regain his eyesight by the will of Allah. وَأْتُونِي بِأَهْلِكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And then bring everyone, bring our whole family and come to Egypt. He instructs them. Now what was this? I mean, you know, placing the shirt on the face of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Scholars mentioned that this was something that he was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do. And this was a miracle bestowed upon Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. As you all know, the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, they were blessed with mu'jizat. They were given miracles. And we as believers, we're supposed to believe in those miracles that were bestowed upon the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. Such as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our own Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he split the moon into two. This was a miracle bestowed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we look at the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasallam, which we shall discuss in a few days inshaAllah, he throws down his staff, his stick, it becomes a writhing serpent. He puts his hand into his pocket and he takes it glowing white.
So likewise, there were many miracles bestowed upon the Prophet ﷺ, and this particular incident where he instructs them to go and put his shirt over the face of his father was also a miraculous cure that had been bestowed upon Yusuf ﷺ. So now what happens, they listen to him and they head back to Palestine. Now the caravan is nearing Palestine. It is nearing Palestine because unlike today, they didn't have modern day vehicles. It takes a long time to traverse from one point to another. Now they are nearing Palestine after so many days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in the noble Quran, Surah Yusuf. وَلَمَّا فَصَلَتِ الْعِيرُ قَالَ أَبُوهُمْ إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفَ. Now the caravan was getting close to Palestine, and suddenly Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, he's in Palestine. He says to the people around him, the family members who are with him, إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفَ. I can, you know, sense, I can smell the fragrance of Yusuf. I can smell the fragrance of Yusuf. I don't know why, but it is as if Yusuf is coming towards me. I feel that Yusuf is returning. I can smell the fragrance of Yusuf. إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفْ لَوْلَا أَن تُفَنِّدُونَ. If you only did not think of me as a mad person. I know you're, when I say this, you're going to think of me as, you know, imagining things and whatnot. لَوْلَا أَن تُفَنِّدُونَ. If you only could believe in me, I can actually smell the fragrance of Yusuf. They look at him very skeptically and they say, قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. They look at him and they say, by Allah, you are still in your same mistake, in your same error. You are certainly in error. You keep imagining things and you keep imagining that Yusuf will return, which is something that's not going to happen. We definitely think that you are in error. Allahu Akbar. The brothers, they reach home now after a long journey, and they did as Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam bade them to do. They go straight to their father, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَلَمَّا أَنْ جَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ أَلْقَاهُ عَلَى وَجِهِهِ فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. So when the bearer of glad tidings arrived, in other words, one of the boys, one of the sons, he takes the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and he goes and places it on the father's face, on Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam's face. No sooner he did that, فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. He became clear-sighted by the will of Allah. With the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he immediately regained his eyesight. قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. He looks at them now, and very confidently the father, the old man, Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Did I not tell you all that I know from Allah that which you do not know? You thought of me as imagining things. You thought of me as being in error, being in a mistake. But did I not tell you that I know things from Allah that which you do not know? They look at their father and they say, Ya Abana astaghfir lana dhunubana inna kunna khati'in. They say, oh our father, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our sins. We are criminals. We have committed so many mistakes. Please seek forgiveness from Allah for our sins. Indeed, inna kunna khati'in. Indeed, we are of the sinners. We are of the ones who have committed so many mistakes. قَالَ سَوْفَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He says, I will ask my Lord. سَوْفَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ رَبِّي. I will seek forgiveness for you. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Now they all travel to Egypt because they informed their father about what Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had instructed them to do. And they all travel to Egypt. They pack their bags, their belongings, and they all literally almost migrate to Egypt. They all travel to Egypt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفَ آوَى إِلَيْهِ أَبَوَيْهِ وَقَالَ دَخُلُوا مِصْرَ إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ. Now they all enter, they're entering Egypt, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is at the entrance waiting to welcome his parents, his family. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam,
Now put yourselves in the shoes of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. After so many years, Allahu Akbar. We mentioned that he remained in prison itself for so many years, almost around 10 years. That's just the period in prison. Then imagine how long in that well, in the house of the minister. After such a long period, he is now going to be reunited with his family, reunited with his beloved father. You can just imagine the euphoria, imagine the happiness that would have been, you know, going through the body of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Thinking about it sends goosebumps across your skin. He's waiting to welcome his father, to welcome his family at the entrance of Egypt, and he says, وَقَالَ دَخُلُوا مِصْرَ إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ. He says, enter Egypt, inshallah, with the will of Allah, and you will be safe. You will be safe, inshallah. You will be able to live in security and in peace, inshallah. He welcomes them warmly. He tells them all to come into Egypt. And after they had entered, and after all the reuniting had taken place, you know, the hugging, the kissing, the family getting back together, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ وَخَرُوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. What happened? He placed his parents on a throne. Perhaps on his throne. He had a throne because he was a ruler, you know, one of the rulers of the land, one of the ministers. He raised his parents onto the throne, and then what happened? وَخَرُوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. And then they all, his parents, his brothers, they all fell down in prostration to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now what sajda was this? Remember, this was not a sajda of ibadah. This was something that was prevalent at that time. Like just as how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the angels to prostrate unto Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, it is a sajda to ta'zim, a sajda to as a mark of respect, as a sign of veneration, not a sajda of ibadah. So they all fell down in sajda to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam looks at his father and he says, Ya abati hadha ta'wilu ru'yaya min qabl qad ja'alaha rabbi haqqa wa qad ahsana bi idh akhrajani min as-sijni wa ja'a bikum min al-badwi min ba'd an nazagha ash-shaytanu bayni wa bayna ikhwati إن ربي لطيف لما يشاء إنه هو العليم الحكيم. يا أبت هذا تأويل رؤياي من قبل. He looks at his father and he says with so much of happiness, Oh my father, this is the interpretation of the dream that I saw when I was a little boy. What was the dream? إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين. Oh my father, I've seen a dream. Little Yusuf, remember? 2-3 days back we discussed little Yusuf. He goes to his father and he says, إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين. My dear father, I saw a dream, a very powerful dream. And what was the dream, my son? I saw 11 stars, the sun and the moon, all these celestial objects, they were prostrating unto me. And now what has happened? After so many years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about the interpretation of the dream. And what happened? After so many years, the sun and the moon, his father and his mother, the 11 stars, his 11 brothers, including Binyamin, they all made sajda unto Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. True or not? The interpretation of the dream. هذا تأويل رؤياي من قبل قد جعلها ربي حقا. And then he says, My Lord has made it come true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it come true. وقد أحسن بي إذا خرجني من السجن. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been good to me, has bestowed upon me so many favors after I came out from the prison. وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِّنَ الْبَدْوِ مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. And then he goes on to say that it was shaitan who had sown enmity between me and my brothers. It was shaitan who had sown enmity between me and my brothers. And then he says, إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَاءُ Indeed, my Lord is the most forbearing, latif in the sense, the most gentle, lima yasha, for those whom He wills. Innahu huwal alimul hakim. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knowing, the all-wise. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, right after that, he turns to Allah and he prays to Allah azza wa jal. He thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ.
O Allah, You have indeed bestowed upon me مِنَ الْمُلْكِ, from the kingdom. You have given me the chance to rule. You have given me authority. وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْحَدِيثِ, and You have taught me the interpretation of dreams. فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, You are my wali, You are my protector, You are my helper, You are my supporter, You are my guardian. فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, in this world as well as the hereafter. And finally, look at the dua he wraps off the story with.
تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ.
O Allah, cause me to die as a Muslim. Let me die as a Muslim. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا, as someone who has submitted to Your will, Ya Allah. Let me die as a Muslim. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ, and join me with the righteous after I die. Join me with the ones who are righteous, Your righteous slaves. A beautiful dua. And with that dua, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam comes to an end, insha'Allah ta'ala. Tomorrow we will be discussing the story of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, a very great prophet. When we talk about patience, a synonym to patience is Ayyub. When you say Ayyub, you think of patience. When you think of patience, it's Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. A story, a beautiful story of great patience that Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam displayed. So we'll be talking about Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, and we will also start the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam tomorrow, insha'Allah ta'ala. It is a huge story which might span across 2 to 3 days, even 4 days perhaps. So I hope you will all keep coming, insha'Allah ta'ala, to benefit from the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow and the following days, insha'Allah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.